Who do you think?
Damn it, tomato.
I'm not breathing at all. I was holding my breath.
Call it out.
What week is it?
Who knows?
This is the deepest NFL podcast.
Damn it.
Update.
Damn it. Welcome everyone to the TPS NFL. I'm EDD999 and this is your week 3 TPS NFL update. This week we have John underscore McLean, Tom underscore Mater, and M underscore A-Rich. Finally, the baseball season is over. Finally can be here at the beginning of a show. Finally.
I technically was last week.
That doesn't count. Tomato made us late.
I didn't make us late. That was all you.
You know how it goes. If you're a podcast host out there, you know how it is. The people that call themselves talent, they don't know what's going on. I know what's going on. I make this thing happen or not.
Wouldn't it technically be M underscore Marich also?
Yes, thank you. In there? Yes, thank you.
Really? Who's counting? Let's be honest.
K-E-Didy.
All right, so a lot's happened, and super sad news in Miami.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about this a lot, and I'm trying to figure out when is it, like, too soon. Because I've been...
Wow. Wow.
As everyone knows, Jose Fernandez, 24-year-old pitcher for the Miami Marlins, died in a boating accident. He was probably drinking 60 miles an hour into the side, some rocks, whatever, died, right? Super sad. Miami is really sad about it. They tributed it in the Marlins game last night. And everyone's whatever, right? He was great. He was top of his game. Could have been better. But this
potential
is
a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, potential Hall of Famer. Just really tragic that you lose somebody so young. Really surprising, right? So hear me out. I have a movie idea. Or maybe it's a 30 for 30 ESPN, okay? Check this out. So, fantasy baseball, right? Born, we play fantasy baseball, right?
Right.
Think if you're a fantasy league in Miami, okay? And in Miami, Jose Fernandez means a lot to those people, right? Cuban Americans.
What are you calling those people?
Cuban Americans, right? Really important for a lot of different reasons, okay? And let's say... this fantasy league is made up of Cubans and they want to show tribute to him in next season's draft. Okay. So they're in an auction draft and they're playing for real money. Like this is a man's league, right? And somebody nominates him as the very first player, right? And it's almost like a moment of silence. You nominate him and you just let it sit. You let the clock run out, right? You're showing some respect. But then one guy is like, no, I can't let this happen. He means too much and bids on him, right? After everyone was just supposed to let it sit, someone bids on him. And then somebody else like, no, he's worth more than that to me. And then somebody else bids on him. And then all of a sudden it turns into this bidding war for Jose Hernandez. And then
Fernandez.
Sorry. Like I said, probably too soon. And then, like, you know, a tear comes to the eye, and then this big story about all these people celebrated him by bidding all this money, and they do it for real, and it ends up being like a charitable event, like, you know, every year, who's gonna bid the highest out of Jose to give to charity, right? That's a great 30 for 30, right?
Don't 30 for 30s have to have happened in real life? Aren't they supposed to be like based on real events? I don't think their works of
fictional stories don't really work all that well.
Wow. So.
Unless this is an idea that you've stolen from somebody.
No! Why would I ever do that? Gosh, unbelievable. This is an original.
Like take the name of a major corporation and create a podcast out of it?
I would never. T-Piz is an original IP.
I don't think anybody else would like bother with trying to come up with the story of a fantasy baseball league auction draft. Very relatable situation, obviously, of only Cubans. So I think you're safe on that.
I think Cubans don't even play fantasy baseball.
I'm just saying, if anybody listens to this and they see the gem that I'm polishing, get at me. You know,
did you call no steelies?
Yeah, no steelies. So let's
mail yourself this podcast in an envelope.
A lot's been happening in Michigan football as well. It is another win, another game. Michigan currently 4-0, number 4 in the nation. Looking forward to Wisconsin, a top 10 opponent.
Better watch out.
I am not afraid. And like I was telling everyone that I work with, I don't have Michigan losing for another 3 to 4 years. We are in the heyday of the Harbaugh reign. Have you looked at their schedule? They don't have any hard games the rest of the year.
Yeah, stop. We know.
Stop.
You guys don't play real opponents.
This is the easiest season I've seen in a long time.
I think Wisconsin's D is legit.
You've been checking out their D? A
couple times.
I don't think they're legit. I think they're pretenders. I think Michigan State was a pretender. Who else have they beaten? Let's be honest.
I think LSU is a pretender, but I thought Michigan State was decent.
The Michigan State kicker trucked one of your returners on a kickoff. That was pretty impressive.
Who's your?
The Michigan whatevers.
What, last Wolverine, year?
Apparently. No, this year. They're like 350 pound. Oh wait, no, fuck. Who do they play this weekend? Did they not play Michigan State this weekend?
No, they haven't played yet.
Fuck. Who do they play this weekend?
Michigan State played Wisconsin.
No,
Yeah, Michigan State played Wisconsin.
Sports tomato.
Penn State.
Sports.
Penn State's kicker?
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping up on your Michigan news. Appreciate that.
Cue the crickets.
Yeah. So, like I said before, Michigan has the best player in the NFL. I'm right. He is the best player in the NFL. He's just still in college. Jabril Peppers. Heisman.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Harbaugh. Give me a break.
Peppers is an all-around. He's just a football player. That's what he is. He's just a football player.
Do you remember his name unlike Harbaugh?
He does whatever it takes. Put him on defense. Put him on offense. Put him at quarterback. Run the ball. Catch the ball. What else do you want me to do? Water boy. Taping ankles. Call in plays. He'll pick Harbaugh's nose.
Why? Is that a job?
Did I call Nate? Does anybody know?
Taylor?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Not that MMA Rich knows of.
I don't see any tries on here.
Okay, so what happened to Ohio State? Like, did they do anything?
I don't know. I was just watching our coach wash windows.
Typical.
That's like apparently the only thing that his wife tweeted out or put on Instagram, just that he's deciding to wash windows because that's more important than watching and scouting Michigan, because we've already had that blueprint for, God, how many years?
Let's be honest. In
you
two
guys
to five,
are horrible? Sure.
In 2 to 5 years, everything's going to come out about Mr. Urban Meyer and all the nefarious things that were going on in his program, the reason he left Florida to hide all the ghosts in his closet. He recruits murderers, rapists. What else, Tomato?
Heisman Trophy winners.
You're down with them people.
What?
He recruits baseball players to play football.
Who play football and then play baseball again?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're just relaxing. We're in cruise control right now.
What else?
This is kind of gross, though. I see Wisconsin versus Michigan up at the top banner here on the ESPN site.
That sounds awesome. Okay.
Presented by Walmart.
Ooh, that is gross. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, pretty soon it's just going to be a 2.5 hour, 3 hour ad. That's all it's going to be.
Soon?
Yeah. Not yet. Now it's just
a little bit of games.
Yeah, there's a little bit of game in there. Gotta sift through all the overlays and logos everywhere. All right, what else has been going on? Baseball, like I said earlier, is it October yet? Like, I'm tired of regular season baseball. Who cares who's gonna win the wild card? Nobody cares. Let's watch some Cubs play some meaningful games.
The Cubs are still playing for home field advantage, right? Or did they lock that up?
That's done. Done deal. Over.
You're sure?
Sayonara. New York, New York.
Okay.
There was
so for... who's your rotation gonna be? Who's your number one? It's not Arrieta, right?
No, it's Hendricks, of course. Cy Young.
He's potentially gonna win the Cy Young.
Yeah. Cy Young. Hendricks, no. Lester, Arrieta. Boom, boom, and boom.
Okay.
Plus, they're going to be scoring like 7-8 runs a game, so they're not even going to need starters.
Yeah, right.
What do you want to know?
How much are you going to cry when they win?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to cry. I'm going to do like LeBron did when he won his first championship. I'm going to be full of joy. It's going to be happiness. It's going to be a celebration. I don't need to be sad. I got to be happy.
All right.
I'm going to do fireworks and burn things.
Just don't hope that you don't face us in the playoffs.
The only way I'll cry is if we lose. Then you can cry.
All right.
No crying for winning, right? Is that a rule, Tomato? You agree with that? No crying for winning.
Did that happen enough at Occidental?
What, winning?
Yeah.
I think we got yelled at after a few of our wins. The only team we could beat up is Caltech.
Wow.
Hey, at least we beat them, unlike our basketball team.
Ho!
Which is who they snapped their, like, 27-year loss streak against. So, that was pretty sweet.
All right, what else is going on in the world of sports?
The 76ers just made a move. That was pretty surprising.
What's the move? Give me the details.
They bought the esports team, Team Dignitas.
That is not a move.
What?
And then
that is not a move. Wait, hold on. That is not a move. Don't call that a move.
Power move.
I've heard of a couple players buying e-teams, but not a
the
team
76ers
buying a league.
Bought an organization, Dignitas. What? And then
how is that today, possible?
Team Liquid, who got bought by
careful, don't assume that I know any of who these people are.
I mean, these are like big teams that have been around in competitive games for a while. Team Liquid. Okay.
That means like nothing.
Are they American or are they Korean?
Yes, they're American. Okay.
All right.
Team Liquid was bought by Magic Johnson.
What?
The guy who owns the Warriors and the Dodgers and somebody else. But yeah, teams are starting to pick up esports teams and trying to start figuring out what's going on there. So
I heard a couple NBA players bought teams.
Yeah, they like, had. Like Rick Fox made this team called Echo Fox. Shaq had bought this team named Energy. But big orgs are starting to make big investments in these groups.
I don't like I don't like your use of orgs.
Organizations.
Take it back.
Happy. But yeah, I mean, this continues to be the trend. Esports are going to be real sports soon.
No, they're not. Stop saying that.
Bosch is done.
Is he though? Is he
all
done?
Right, so do you think he's going to sign up with another team and then just have a heart attack in the middle of a game and die?
Have you watched his documentary?
No. What documentary?
On the Undisputed.
No.
Check out the Undisputed and get Bosch's side of the story. The real story, not this Pat Riley mumbo jumbo trying to lie to our faces about keeping Bosch from playing the game he loves. Free Bosch!
So what's the true story?
Oh, he's gonna die if he plays basketball.
So he just stares that true story in the face and just ignores it?
He's like, it should be my choice to die. It's not his choice, it's my body. And I agree with him 100%. It should be his choice.
He's just making the wrong one?
Yeah. He's gonna die if he plays. That's a fact. That's gonna happen. But let him die. Let him die doing what he... Why should Pat Riley be the one to stop somebody from enjoying their life to the fullest? Right? If he wants to die playing basketball, let him. Who cares if he has a kid and a wife? He doesn't. Why should we? telling you, watch that documentary. Uninterrupted.
How can I watch it?
Go to uninterrupted.com, official sponsor of the TPS NFL.
It was Undisputed. Which one is it?
It seems to, well, the title seems to be in dispute.
Well,
so.
we're probably still sponsored by that first one that he was talking about. That's why we're still not really making very much cash on the side.
Uninterrupted. Isn't that LeBron's new venture?
Yeah.
Uninterrupted.com?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's all about letting Bosch tell his story.
What's Undisputed?
I think it's supposed to be like the Players Tribune, but a little bit darker in complexion.
Wait, no, Edita, you were right. It is Uninterrupted.
I can't find either one.
If you go to uninterrupted.com, it does just have
Undisputed like... says that it's and it's trademarked, says that it's a gateway to true and lasting physical, mental, and emotional vitality.
I bet Bosch is on there too. Yes.
He probably is, but it's based out of Amsterdam, so.
I like the logo for his documentary. It's called Rebuilt, and the E and the B are like a CB with a 1 to make the E. It's brilliant. You would love it, Bourne. You would love it. It's okay. Right up your alley. Just the logo, not the documentary.
It's not that smart. It's kind of hard to read.
You're not a professional, Tomater. I don't take that from you.
Wait, all I'm seeing is I got redirected to Bleacher Report.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Definitely
yeah,
not that
hold
one.
Hold on.
You got to go to uninterrupted.com. There we go. Look at Tomater's got your back.
Wow.
Hockey's starting tonight.
And?
That's all I got. My team hasn't played yet.
Hey, I saw the... They had a press conference today with, or maybe it was yesterday, with McGregor and whoever he's fighting next. And somebody in the stands, like, asked him a question and started dropping F-bombs against McGregor's competitor, asking him why is he so horrible.
Did he answer?
He tried to, but the whole crowd started going crazy.
That's a legit question, though. Tomater, why are you so terrible?
No spoilers.
All right, what else has been going on? What did I miss all week? Been very busy.
I don't know. That's kind of about it.
No. There's one more huge thing that happened. Terrell Pryor is all over the field.
Well,
he has become unleashed.
I hope.
His true talent is being exposed right now. He's like the Black Jabril Peppers.
What? What?
Yeah, that's the most accurate description I can give. And I hear he's getting reps as quarterback.
Oh yeah, he's doing everything.
Defense, runs the ball, catches the ball, throws the ball to himself.
Well, they were actually saying on the podcast today that it actually helped, the fact that he, was behind center because he was actually the most productive receiver on the field that day for Cleveland, and by putting him behind center, it actually made them not as good because he couldn't pass to himself.
Cleveland, no wonder they lost their team. Let's be honest.
They couldn't. There was a stadium dispute.
And they're terrible.
And the owner was a horrible person.
That makes no difference.
Yes, it does.
Owners are always terrible people. Name one good owner. Exactly.
I don't know.
There is none. There are no good owners. You have to be a terrible person. Name the best teams in all of sports. Kraft at Patriots. He's terrible. He's a terrible person. He is terrible. Look at what he did to Tom Brady. Under the bus.
What do you mean what he did to Tom Brady?
First he defended him, then he didn't defend him, then he lets him get suspended, and then what's the deal? It's one side.
Pick on it.
Did they really? Yeah, did they really?
It almost went to the Supreme Court.
But it didn't, right?
Yeah, because Brady interceded.
Yeah, Brady said he was done.
Terrible owner.
Terrible. They were ready to go.
An owner wouldn't have let him quit. An owner would have said, you're better than this.
a good owner or just an owner? Because Robert Kraft was an owner and did let him quit.
Boom, roasted.
Wow. All right, are we ready for the update?
I guess.
Scoreboard.
I guess. You got the algorithm finally finished?
Oh, yeah. Power rankings are done. Sifted through all the data. Everything looks perfect. First matchup, heirloom tomatoes.
Wait.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Before we talk about the matchup, do we want to talk about what happened during the week?
What happened during the week?
There was a little trade that went down.
Oh, yeah. September 21st.
Is that what you call it?
A day to remember.
Day to remember.
All right. Let's get into this.
All right. So what happened?
So, wait. Okay. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you can. This is your time, Mike.
No, go ahead.
No, you can speak.
I've already had enough popcorn. I've got a little left over.
All right. So I traded Edidi some players. Edidi traded me some players.
Let's go into detail on the trade.
Yeah. How did this all break down, Tomater?
Alright, so, in exchange for Melvin Gordon and Sammy Watkins, I sent Edidi, Demaryius Thomas, Latavius Murray, and his handcuff, DeAndre Washington.
Now I wanna know first, there was a trade that was first sent through that I thought was a 2-for-1, and then it got vetoed, so what happened there?
So, no, the trade wasn't a 2-for-1, it was always-
Or was it 3? Was three it 3-for-2?
3-for-2, it was this- trade. These exact players, that exact trade. And I was on the app and I'm like, oh, I'm going to vote against this trade. You know how we can vote against the trades, right? Like
yeah,
everyone gets an opportunity.
I thought I did actually.
And I did too.
I did too.
And as, little did I know.
So who wanted this trade to go through?
little did I know that my vote in the app. My vote in the app was the overarching veto, not gonna happen vote. I didn't know that. It didn't tell me that. It just said, well, actually it did say veto. It didn't say vote to veto like it does on the website. But that's neither here nor there. So I went ahead and vetoed it because I was like, yeah, I vote against all trades.
Well, I was like, man, this trade is pretty outrageous. And I was getting ready to cancel or to veto it. And then it already got vetoed. I'm like, holy crap. I don't think that's ever happened in our league before.
Bestest
so
veto
then I'm like,
ever?
Done and done.
So then Tomato brings it to my attention. No take backs. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Of course not.
And, I still don't think I lost this trade, by the way.
I mean, I guess ultimately we can wait till the end of the season, but you won't be in the playoffs to have to figure that out.
Oh, what week is it? What week is it, Mike?
You're the one who still made a trade.
Are the playoffs starting next week?
Done and done.
How many weeks do I have before I win?
Wait, are you asking if the playoffs started today?
If the playoffs start today, I'm in. I am there.
Oh, okay, so apparently this trade.
So wait a minute. Did we go over all the players?
No. Yeah. Did we?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let's go over them again. You're right. Let's go over them again. So Tomato.
Edidi gets Latavius Murray.
Yes.
His handcuff. Is DeAndre Washington his handcuff?
Yes, he is definitely
okay.
his handcuff.
Okay, handcuff DeAndre Washington and then Demaryius Thomas.
Number one wide receiver on a pretty good team with a quarterback that's getting better. Every week,
yep.
Hadn't been producing.
What week is it again, Tomato? what week is it again?
Week 3.
Okay, and then I gave up. Who did I give up?
You gave up
Melvin Gordon.
Okay, so I understand Tomato's logic here. Woodhead went down, and, you know, he's going to get all the touches, right? He's going to get all the touchdowns, goal line. He's going to get everything, except he's terrible. You forgot about that, Tomato.
Still got a touchdown. It was last week. I mean, like, I'm more confident in having Melvin Gordon be starting over Latavius Murray.
Well, let's do the week 3 breakdown then. How many touchdowns does Latavius Murray have?
I don't know. He's on your team now.
Good question. How many does...
He didn't ask a question.
Latavius Murray has 3 touchdowns. How many does your guy have?
4.
Gross. How many? How many attempts does your guy have?
54.
Guess how many Murray has?
32.
Exactly. Guess how many yards Murray has.
No, you have to do the math on this one.
Less than 150.
The answer is, actually, yeah, the answer is 149. Do you want to know how many yards Melvin Gordon has?
Yeah.
192.
So, obviously, I'm winning the trade so far, just crunching the numbers. Who else did you get?
I got Sammy Watkins, who hasn't done anything this season because he's still injured.
And he's going to stay injured.
He's recovering.
He is not recovering. He is out for the season.
ESPN's predicting him to play this week.
Confirmed. I only listened to NFL.com. And they are saying that he is no Demaryius Thomas.
You're not wrong. He's not Demaryius Thomas. Only Demaryius Thomas is Demaryius Thomas.
So right now, the league pretty much thinks that I won the trade. There is an entire thread in the forums celebrating this day that the trade went through.
I don't know that it's a celebration. It's just a history lesson.
What? Okay, so wait a minute. Is July 4th not a celebration, or is it a history lesson?
Well, that one may be a celebration and a history lesson.
Those two things
September 21st is not.
Those two things are the same.
For what? It's a one-sided celebration.
I mean, I'm celebrating. I thought it was a good trade. I'm not mad about what I did. We'll see if it works out this week. Last week, obviously, I'm going to get fucking floored for it because DT went off.
Oh, wow. It's gotten 6 votes already. All right. That's pretty much everybody in the league.
Yeah. You lost the trade.
Yeah. On its face, I lost the trade. At the end of the year, we will count up points and we will see who actually won.
Well, hold on. You can't do that by points. You have to do it by win-loss.
All right, fair enough.
But I want to do it by points.
All right.
Well, did you want to go over that poll real quick?
Your poll? Yes.
Sure.
Go ahead. Break it down.
So September 21st, of all the events on this date in recorded history, we'll remember this one the most. A, Emperor Avitus enters Rome with a Gallic army and consolidates his power.
That's all right. Merit.
Yeah, it was a memorable time. B, H.G. Wells was born.
All right.
C, The Hobbit is published.
Not bad.
A good book.
Yeah.
Yeah. D, very memorable event. Malta gains independence from the United Kingdom.
Big time.
Did you get this off like a birthday facts page or something?
Yeah, just Wikipedia. What is that?
Hold on. Wait a minute. I got to make sure. I might need to do some edits on there.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. If you can get that on there, we can screenshot that. That would be great. This is E. NFL Monday Night Football debuts on ABC, which was the Cleveland Browns. Coincidental? I think not. Sandra Day O'Connor becomes the first female Supreme Court justice. Hurricane Rita becomes the 3rd most intense hurricane of all time. I ran out of space, but I should have put another byline in that one that says it was bumped to 4th most later on in that year. But apparently you have character limitations on these poll questions.
Ugh.
And then the last one, Tomatoes Fantasy Relevance comes to an end. And no spoilers, but poll responds are as such, I don't know what to vote for, says Emilio Zapata. Immediately followed by an overconfident Heirloom Tomatoes who says, scoreboard.
Hey man, I beat you earlier this season, so hold that shit.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, yep.
He left you with the bag. Oh man. Well, it's letting me edit it. So, Vader, apparently you don't have
What?
How do they know who does this?
A personal page?
Yeah. Now you need a personal page so I can link to you.
What are you doing? What are you trying to do? I'm glad you guys think this is hilarious, because I don't know what's going on.
Hold on. Oh my gosh. So great.
Have you ever heard episodes of those people whose specific job is to go through all of those pages and correctly?
Oh, awful.
Like, you technically could screen cap this and still say that it's a relevant moment in history.
What do you think I'm doing?
Are you adding this to the Wikipedia? Wow. All right, E. Diddy.
What? What?
All right. Getting personal, apparently.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think I put it in the wrong place.
I was gonna say, I don't see it.
Chicken the birth.
I don't see it in there either.
Oh man, I bet it has
pending changes.
Oh, come on.
Because Wikipedia doesn't just let you vandalize shit. The fucking goo. How dare you?
I should have put it in death.
Respect my brain.
I saw death and I saw 2015. I'm like, wait, what's going on here?
Oh, all right. Let me take a print screen because at least I got it. That's Oh, it's so far down though. I can't get the title. Oh my gosh.
You have to splice the page.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. Let me. Oh, good times. All right. What else is going on?
Next matchup.
Next matchup.
We didn't talk about the matchup.
Really?
We didn't. That's true. No.
We just talked about the trade. We didn't even talk about me losing yet.
Oh gosh. All right. All right. Let's go to the matchups. Week 3, TPS NFL. All right, Tomator, in his amazing trade, boy, did this pay off, losing to On Top Team Disturbed, losing 73-105, and, like
two
we,
donuts.
Yeah, like we kind of, alluded to, that trade really worked out for you.
I wouldn't have started DT anyway. So, actually, the trade did work for me, because I think I got one more point out of Melvin Gordon than I would have with Latavius Murray.
It's time to bench Fitzy. It's over.
Fitzy?
Yeah. Time to let him go.
Larry Fitzgerald?
Yeah, he's done. It's over.
No. 0%.
He had a couple good weeks. Good for him. But
like
he's old.
12 targets.
He's old. He can't keep
this
up. Tomato's
got to support every player on his team now because anybody else he's going to trade has to be.
Like anybody else in this league is going to make a trade. We had zero trades last season.
I'm in trade talks right now. I'm in trade talks right now.
Idiot, when are you not in talk?
You're just salty because that Disturbed dropped 105 on you with two zeros. I'd be salty too.
Yeah, I'm really fucking salty.
You're what salt and pepper.
Why did Zach Miller score like two touchdowns?
He's a boss.
Why did Michael Crabtree like do as well as he did? None of this shit makes sense. I don't know, like it was a huge swing for I'm in the butt. This is by far their most points that they've had.
Somebody woke the beast.
Great job to me.
Whatever.
Great job.
He started a player who's out. He's not setting his lineup.
He's 2-1. He scored 105 points and he beat the top power ranked team from week 2 and week 1.
It's kind of like auto picking your college pick or your pigskin pickums.
No spoilers.
We'll get to that.
No spoilers. You just got beat by the new Pantera.
Oh, I don't think
the guy that we credited being better than Pantera.
I don't think Team Disturbed is the new Pantera.
You got worked. He bet you over.
Thus the name change.
Yeah, is that why you changed his name?
Wow. Next matchup. Team Franchise 65, Boss Hog Outlaws 105, and like I warned you guys, I lost to Boss Hog, and I'm telling you, he's a legit contender, he's taking names, bring a lunch. 105 points isn't messing around, it's doing work, and this team is stacked right now.
Well, we see that Franchise also put Adrian Peterson on an IR, so there's probably no luck of actually dropping him.
Which is a good move. I'm as shocked as you are, Bourne. Yep. Very shocking. He should have obviously started his fight. The Vikings, they're a legit defense, right?
He called them out during the draft.
They need to be started every week. Maybe even on a bye week, depending on your options. And Wentz, why doesn't he believe in his own quarterback?
Well, he picked him up. Did he pick him up after the fact or right before the...
Good question. Doesn't matter. He should have already had him on his team if he's a true fan.
He picked him up day of.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
So he had a chance.
Yep.
He should have
just ignored it. Too much love for Cam.
And I think Cam might have been an earlier game.
Let me see here. Boss Hog with his 105 just doing what he does. David Johnson. Charles Sims. Allen. I don't even know who these people are. Like, how did he get 105 points? Oh, my gosh. Really? That's who they were throwing it to. Unbelievable. All right, I'm not impressed anymore now that I've looked at it. Next matchup, Mexico Brownies 95 in Caldwell We Trust 115. Brownies, I thought you were back. Last week you were talking about all kinds of junk.
Super Bowl buzz and...
The league was on notice.
Which I didn't find out until later on once this posted.
You wasted Marvin Jones?
What do you mean wasted?
30 use those points.
Every week. That's Marvin Jones.
They can't be.
He's the new Megatron.
They can't be down 31-3 every week.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, lying. They can. You of all people should know this.
Wow.
How did you not have Marvin Jones on your radar, Diddy?
What do you mean he was on my rare? He was stolen from me during the draft.
Stolen?
Thieveration.
I got him in the seventh round.
That was when you were taking studs like Gurley, Diddy.
Well, I have some advice for you, McLean.
Okay.
First off, your team is terrible. But I think you already know that. But you kind of know it again because you forgot last week and now you know that they're terrible.
They're not terrible.
Here's what you need to do.
Okay.
Are you taking notes?
No.
Everything that you did.
He's got a whiteboard.
Yeah. I'm not going to waste anything on this.
Okay. Everything you did last week, don't do that again. Okay?
Last week?
Yeah, last week.
Okay.
Do something different and then maybe you'll win. Give it a try. It could work.
I was watching that Denver game, and they just refused to run the ball at all.
In Simeon, we trust.
But he threw like two or three passes that should have been intercepted, and they just dropped them.
It's the magic of young Simi.
They ran like on a, I think there was like a third and...
young Simi is not his nickname. That's the name of a rapper.
And Elliot's getting all his touchdowns vultured.
By who? So,
by the second guy and the third guy.
Morris got the fourth one. Guy.
Even Dak Prescott got a running touchdown. Pretty much the whole team's getting rushing touchdowns except him.
Except Zeke?
Yeah, except Zeke.
Do people
but
call
he's
him
getting
that?
Better and better.
I hope people don't call him that.
Eventually he'll get his own touchdown. Hopefully.
I don't know, maybe I'll have a Melvin Gordon year. Save him all up for this year.
I'm confused. Does that mean he's going to be good or not?
I don't know. We'll see.
No, we won't. It's week three. Season's over. Well, I'm looking at in Caldwell We Trust, and again, he's legit. He's got great players up and down. I mean, look at that bench. Out, suspended, out, out. So stacked. Hopefully nobody goes on bye week anytime soon. Dead in the water. Actually, I think I see blood. Do I play him next week? Fingers crossed I play him next week.
Nope.
Damn.
Nope.
Damn.
You got somebody else to play next week.
Next matchup. Team Twerk 71, TPSN about Crop Tops 91. Crop Tops gets their first win of the year. Congratulations. How does it feel? I'm sure you're showing your mother, brother, sister, whoever, all the loved ones. Look, I just got my first win in the TPS NFL. It's a great day. It's a great day to be alive. Look at all those points on the bench. Wow.
Wow.
Just so many points.
That's a lot of points.
Just so many points. Look at his injured reserve guy got 12 points. What the hell? Look at all those points.
But he's done for the season.
Oh, yeah. Better do something.
Bowser's bench outscored his start.
Oh my gosh.
Put him on the bubble.
Look at Bowser. What are you doing? You need to pay closer attention.
Log in or show up for the draft.
Either one.
None of which he's probably done.
Come on. Do something. Look at that. Nobody wants to see those twos and threes from your quarterback. Oh my gosh. 3 points from your quarterback.
Carson Palmer had a rough night.
That was
very rough night.
Terrible. Alright, this matchup's making me wheezy. Alright, next matchup, Galabra, Balabra, 123.
All that talk.
123. Team Chuck Norris, 57. And this is like beating a homeless man who has no arms or legs. And has no voice box, so can't scream. And you're like, does this hurt? And all you hear is,
and it's not like, please help me.
This is bad. This is really, really bad. And I feel, I'm a little concerned for Galabra. We don't want him to lose interest. We want him to stay
for
active.
Galabra? You mean Chuck Norris?
Oh, yeah, that too. That too.
Don't worry, I'm fully tuned in.
Looks like Chuck Norris could have made some other decisions. And he would have got the same result, but he didn't have much to work with. Phillip Rivers or Ryan Tannehill, two bad choices. I guess you can go wrong there. Who knew? Galabra, you have points all over the place. Yeah. What is going on with this team?
I just can't lose right now.
I don't like the sound of that. Can someone?
I bet you don't.
Can someone put a stop to this? Like, I'm challenging the league to put a stop to this.
I did my part.
Enough.
As long as Tomato doesn't take care of my account and start trading away players, I'm okay.
Enough is enough. And I've had about enough.
We'll see.
Jordy Nelson can't be up 31-3 every week.
Yeah, that's true.
And Jimmy
is
Graham?
Is Jimmy Graham back?
No, he's not back. He was back for one night only.
This is false pretenses?
Yes, absolutely. And same thing with Blount. That ain't gonna happen.
Cooper hasn't even gone off.
And he's not gonna go off.
Yes, he is.
He's done for the year.
What?
He went off in week one. What are you talking about? 137 yards.
So that's average for him.
Wow. And Drew Brees is still old.
That team is so horrible. They're gonna air it out every week.
I hope he gets
It's like 18 or 19 points guaranteed every week.
A hangnail.
Unless he's like severely injured.
All right. Let's move on to the matchup of the week. TPS NFL Rough Riders against Straight Trash Homie. And of course, the Rough Riders do work. Take care of business. Who? Roethlisberger, 6 points? No problem. I got this. 0 points from Calvin Benjamin? No problem. I got this.
Edity, I would have won this matchup.
Look at me.
This is an easy matchup.
Look at me football so hard.
This is an easy matchup.
I'm footballing so hard.
What does that even mean?
Look at my backup quarterback, 26 points. I can't make a wrong decision.
Well, that's one.
You obviously did make a wrong decision by benching him.
Look at Darren Sproles, 18 points. They got so many points, they're coming out of my bench.
Yeah, instead you played your newly acquired trophy piece.
Who got a touchdown?
9 points.
Oh, wait. I thought you were talking about DeAndre Washington. He didn't get a touchdown. Trophy piece. Can't wait
Latavius.
No, I can't wait till Murray goes down with the concussion. So we can get, so we can do some
Why
real
are
work.
You saying, are you saying DeAndre Washington was the biggest piece of the trade?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Tomator didn't see it coming.
He got fleeced.
That's why.
I proposed this trade.
As soon as I couldn't accept it, veto it, and re-accept it fast enough.
Propose me a trade, Tomator. And by trade, I mean gift.
You don't have. I was having visions of LaDainian Tomlinson.
Look at Latavius Murray. Look at his picture. He looks like a concussion.
His eyes are pointed in.
Yes. All right, let's go to the week.
They actually took the picture of him laying down on the ground concussed. They just clipped out the grass.
They're like, wait. We need his profile pic real quick. He missed team pick day.
The All right. Green enough for them to just chroma it out.
All right, week 4 matchups. It's the Hump Bowl. Team franchise versus heirloom tomatoes. Somebody's getting their leg humped.
If we win, do
it doesn't matter. If you win, you hump the leg. If you lose, you hump the leg.
I think there's no winning this. Can I just not start any players this week?
Next matchup, Mexico Brownies versus Boss Hog Outlaws. What you gonna do, Brownies? What you gonna do?
I don't know. Power moves.
Ooh. That's a good idea. I love power moves.
I don't know. Yeah. I got this.
Team Disturbed.
There's a... Indy Jacksonville plays an early game. Are they going to London that week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Get up early. Watch some football. Football for breakfast.
Wow.
On top, Team Disturbed against TPS NFL Crop Tops Disturbed, trying to keep up with his winning ways. Newcomer riding high on his first win. This could be the matchup of the week. Somebody is going to get a win.
Such an inside scoop, brought to you by E. Diddy.
Straight trash, homie. 1-2 against Team Twerk. Also 1-2. I hate this matchup. I'm moving on. In Caldwell We Trust. 3-0. I think I might hate this one more. 3-0 in Caldwell We Trust against 0-3 Team Chuck Norris. And I don't want to put Norris on the bubble, but he's got to score over 60 points. Please, just score over 60 points. I think you could score over 60 points just waiver wiring it. Just pick anybody off the waiver wire. You'll get 60 points. And maybe a Super Bowl preview. Oscarless.
That's bad juju.
Oscarless Balabra, 2-1 against TPS NFL Rough Riders. Everyone's going to be watching this matchup.
Yep.
Whoa. Why does my team look so good? Theo Reddick? Theo Reddick, are you kidding me?
Your team is on the other side, you diddy.
About to unleash Theo Reddick on you. You won't know what hit you. Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this move right here. Look at this. Matthew Stafford is starting quarterback. You're welcome.
All right, Chicago, do your job.
He's playing Chicago. Chicago's been like consistently the worst team in the NFL for like the last 2 years.
10 touchdowns for Stafford.
They're a horrible team. They're like the Saints. Horrible, and they're just going to air it out.
Oh, what are you going to do? You need a kicker and a wide receiver.
I'll talk to Tomator. Don't worry about it.
I don't have any more presents.
That tree is shaken up already.
The gift shop is closed.
I just voted on the matchup. Refresh.
Did you vote for Glabra? Because I voted for you, E. Diddy.
Well, you put the you did he curse on there. So, yeah, that looks great.
All right. Here we go. Week 3 power rankings. Number 12, Team Chuck
Norris.
Did
you post it?
No.
No.
It's posted. It's posted. I don't know if it's formatted correctly, but it's definitely posted. Number 12, Team Chuck Norris. Number 11, down 3, Team Twerk. Number 10, down 3, Straight Trash Homie. Number 9, Team Franchise, down 1. Number 8, TPS NFL Crop Tops, up 2. Did he win? He did win. That's right. Up 2. Makes sense, right? It's all making sense. Number 7, I'm in the butt, which is on Team Disturbed.
Who is that?
Hump the Leg Disturbed. Up 4. Number 6, Mexico Brownies, no movement. Number 5, TPS NFL Rough Riders, no movement.
This is why it took so long. You kept staring at yourself at number 5.
I was very confused by the power rankings. It's like, how can I win and not move? Doesn't make any sense. How am I not number 1? Gotta rejigger the algorithm. Number 4, Heirloom Tomatoes, down 3. What do you think about that, Tomato? You made a terrible trade, you lost your matchup, and now you're down 3 spots to number 4.
Oh no, I'm still in the top 5.
Number 3, Boss Hog Outlaws, down 2. Number 2, In Caldwell We Trust, 3-0, up 1. And Oscarless Balabra, up 3, as your new number 1 power ranked team in the TPS NFL.
But as Tomato informed me, it's only week 3, so be careful.
I just want to point out real quick that there are 10 teams in this league who are only separated by a game. Still anybody's game.
Long season, right?
Yep.
Plenty of football still to be played.
Well, what happened if the playoffs started today?
I'm glad you asked that. Because if the playoffs started today, the number 1 team would be In Caldwell We Trust. The number 2 team would be Galabra. See? So it isn't just a mirror.
Yeah, because he flipped some things.
didn't like the outcomes.
Look at this.
He wanted the curse to be in full effect.
Hold on. Number 6 team in the power rankings is McLean, right? Yeah. But look at the playoffs. Number 3 is Boss Hog. Number 4 is Tomato. Number 5 is Rough Riders. Number 6 is Team Disturbed.
Pantera down 3.
Number 7 is Mexico Brownies.
You made 2 changes.
Number 8.
Two teams.
Number 8 is the Crop Tops.
Clarify for me. I mean, the real winner is in the consolation ladder, right?
Right. So
the true winner doesn't get anything.
The true winner gets $20.
Yeah, the true winner gets $20. The true loser gets $50. Mexico Brownies. Actually, maybe the Brownies are doing this on purpose.
Could have been.
What do you mean?
This is what it is whiteboard is for.
Is it tank it so you can bank it? Is that what it is?
Hey, times are tough.
You had to buy a new bootleg PC.
Right.
Now you need
these $50.
Now you need to get Windows on that thing. So number 7 is Mexico Brownies. Number 8, Crop Tops. 9, Franchise. 10, Straight Trash. 11, Twerk. And 12, Chuck Norris. And those last 6 teams would be the teams playing for the straight cash. That's where I want to be. I need to be worse at fantasy football. It's going to be hard for me.
It's only week 3.
It's only week 3.
All right.
Count yourself out just yet.
I want to count myself out. That's how I win the money.
Don't count yourself in.
There you go. All right. So let's go to the Pigskin Pick'em group. And, let's see. I'm in the butt. No picks. Still last. 5 points. Now, Bourne, did you make all your picks?
I did. And I automated all of them except, like massaging 1 or 2.
Well, that was a bad choice because you only got 5 right this week.
Yep.
Number 8. Number 7, Franchise with 6 right. Number 6, at Caldwell with 8 right. McLean with 7 right. Tied for 3rd. Ron Bro and JT both with 9 right this week. Backup wins and auto picks are didn't happen. Myself tied at 1st, but I got 8 right and you got 7 right. you're going in the wrong direction, Tomato. I'm taking over this group right now, right here.
All right. It's all yours, E-Diddy. Congrats.
These
auto change the name to E-Diddy's spread.
These auto picks don't pick themselves.
They do. That's the point.
Now, hold on. I got to make my entries real quick. Live on the air. Live on the air. Auto picks. Cause it happened. Boom. I'm done. That's 9 more picks right. Just like that. That's how you do it, folks. That's how you win your pick'em group. Just like that. It's real easy.
I can't even find, like, how do you get to the overall leaderboard in our group?
All I do is go to Pigskin Pick'em. And then, it shows me my groups. And I click on Beast Smith spread. Pick the spread. Hit that spread.
Logged out.
Tap that spread. Spread them wide open. And make your picks. All right. Anything else that we missed? There's lots going on in the TPS NFL. Oh, what about, Tomato?
Consultant with the commit?
Yeah, we missed it last week.
All right. So last week did not go well. Had a rough time of it over here too. You know, all of my team. This is what happens when you pick the same players on most of your fantasy teams. Yeah. Is you end up blowing it on
Feast
the same
or
night.
Famine.
Yeah, but I lost 90-116. But this week, my question for you, E-Diddy, is who? All right, so I've got Jordy Nelson on a bye week.
Oh yeah, rough.
I've got to fill my flex spot.
All right.
Do I fill my flex with Giovanni Bernard, Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman, or your latest acquisition, Demaryius Thomas?
Who are the Eagles playing? Or not the Eagles, the Falcons.
The Falcons are playing Carolina.
Ooh, it's a rough defense. I don't know if they're going to be able to run the ball. Those are my only options. You don't got nothing better?
That's what I got, man.
Diggs, he's playing. He's starting wide receiver.
Yep. Diggs is starting. I got Forte. I got Jeremy Hill. I got Stephon.
What'd Bernard do last week?
Giovanni Bernard last week?
Yeah.
He scored nothing. It was all Jeremy Hill. And that's the thing is I'm already starting Jeremy Hill.
Damn.
So do I double up with Cincy?
No. No. I think
do I throw Tevin Coleman into the mix?
I think you gotta go Coleman or Freeman.
No DT.
No. I don't believe in Simeon. Not anymore. Not since 20 minutes ago.
All right.
It's a coin flip. Pick one.
I'm gonna start Coleman.
Oh, it's a bad idea.
Devontae Freeman isn't doing shit.
Yeah. Yet. It's only week 3. Have you ever heard of the breakout week? Because that's what you're going to throw away. That is what you're going to throw away if you don't start him.
Okay, I guess I'm starting Devontae Freeman.
I would go Optimus Prime. I would go Optimus Prime. I changed my mind already.
Optimus,
Optimus Prime is the obvious answer. I mean, McClain agrees with me. Optimus Prime, right?
I like Coleman.
See? Optimus Prime. Bourne agrees with me.
Yeah, I like Coleman as well.
Optimus Prime is a no-brainer.
Also, should I consider getting a new quarterback? I've been rolling with Alex Smith, but there's obviously...
What? What?
Matt Ryan's available. Ryan Tannehill's available.
Isn't Matt Ryan hurt? Is something going
Carson
on with
Wentz
Matt Ryan?
Is available. Dak Prescott's available. Simeon's available.
Oh, you gotta go Simeon. You gotta go Simeon.
Young Simmy?
Yeah, Young Simmy. Get you some of that. Alex Smith. Who does that?
The same person who trades you the trade on
me. I agree. Pick up a new quarterback, drop Smith, play Optimus Prime, and trade Freeman. Obviously his value's way overrated around here.
Alright.
Just give me access to your team.
Not giving you access.
I'll fix this right up for you. Alright, Bourne, give me some details on NBA 2K17. You've been playing it all week.
What do you want to know?
What makes it the greatest basketball game ever?
Well, it's like level of depth is, that's ridiculous, Mater. Okay, goodbye. What? He has to go watch Dota 2. Yeah. The game's deep. It's, some of the stuff that they've spent time to even make available is pretty ridiculous. They do like, they've decided to like, I mean, the shows, the pre-game shows and the, they like do like a little halftime show animation. Just different things like that they didn't have to do that they, cause people would pretty much push X to go all the way through and skip it, but.
Oh yeah.
They did a lot of different things with it to just take on the depth of,
simulating watching basketball on TV.
Yeah. Well, and then even like your My Player, like all the different things you can do with it and, the development time. I've spent more time in a practice gym than I have actually playing games right now, which is kind of, I mean, I could skip it, but I don't know what the ramifications are. And at this point, my player needs more development anyway, so it doesn't matter that much.
Wait, is this just like a practice, like a session where you have to do specific drills, or is this just you shooting around?
You can choose to shoot around. So like the first like couple days of playing, I didn't realize that if I waited, players would come up to me and ask if I wanted to do certain drills. But so I just like shot around the entire time, and that takes forever, just shooting on your own. But if you do the different drills with your teammates, based on how you do bronze, silver, or gold, you'll get pushed up faster. You can like do sprints, you can do free throws, you can do, coach will have different competitions like one-on-one, one-on-one-on-one, three-on-three, five-on-five, all different levels of like competition between your teammates, and then like you can do different like just basic shooting drills. And you can also then like walk around on the court and decide where you want to take your shooting drills if you want it as well.
Why don't, maybe they do this, well, why don't they just let you do reps? I want to do 100 jump shots from the exact same spot.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that. It just, it'll take you longer for whatever reason to, you have this like blue bar basically that indicates if you fill it up, it adds to another bar. And if you fill the yellow bar up, that gets you, I think, an automatic ability to upgrade one of your stats.
And is that just through shooting though, or is that going through drills?
You can completely choose what you want to do. You can shoot the entire time if you wanted to, or, I mean, you have to attend mandatory practices, but then they have morning and evening practices that you can continue going to the gym and practicing. And then the only strange thing is also, for some reason, you're like living in a warehouse, which is like, it's like decked out like has a big court in it, and then it has like a little like male dorm end to it with like a bar, a kitchen, a couch, and a TV at one end. So I just got my first shoe/apparel deal with Nike. I could choose between Nike, Adidas, Jordan, and Under Armour. And from what I've seen, based on how you play, you get different offers or different like extensions within the offer based on your game, I guess. So like Nike and Jordan came at me pretty hard, but the others were not as willing to like let me do a signature shoe early on, or not as much cash and stuff. So
you weren't holding up your end of the bargain.
Apparently not.
How are you going to rep those Yeezys?
How can you move in Yeezys?
It's not the shoe, Bourne. It's the player.
Nick Young says differently.
And have you got the mobile app yet?
I did. I haven't played a whole lot of it.
Your daily VC?
I'm trying, but I kind of have work, so job.
Whatever. Make it wait.
I don't have a separate office like you where you get to hide and bring your PSP.
Get my VC on. Give me that VC. So this is the must-buy game of the summer.
I think it's the best one they've made so far.
But don't people say that every year? Isn't it always the best version? Best match.
They keep improving themselves.
This is the best MLB. This is the best FIFA.
Those all might be true.
So if I only had one sports game to buy, MLB?
Yeah, you've got it.
If I only had one more sports game to buy.
Then NBA. Do not buy Madden. Whatever you do, do not buy Madden.
Madden is so good. Let me tell you about Madden. Oh my gosh. It is so good. It is, everyone says how much better it is. I can't tell. And I haven't played Madden in 2 years. Feels so much the same. But everything's changed apparently. How is it I can't tell anything's changed? I don't understand. Like usually I can tell right away. I can't tell.
How much have you played?
I'm pretty sure this is Madden 2015. I've played, I've probably played 6 games.
Okay.
Complete games. And, yeah. Wow. I guess it's better.
I'll take somebody's word for it.
I have an online league with, brother. Online league. Took me 2 weeks to send him the invite.
I think I saw some of that transpire on Twitter.
I told him I would advance the week 2 days ago. Just got to it this afternoon. I'm all over it, brother. I'm all over it. Don't worry. I got this. We just got to get caught up to the real schedule. Then it's only going to be once a week because I'm a busy guy.
You got baseball to finish.
I got
too.
Baseball to finish. I got, I think that's it, right? We got baseball. I don't have any other sports games. I still have Fallout 4. Haven't touched it.
Wow.
The Last of Us Remastered. Haven't touched it. I'm 3/4 of the way through Uncharted. Remastered.
Good use of funds.
Well, what am I supposed to do on the weekend? Gotta watch Michigan, right? Have to. Everyone has to watch Michigan. Then the Lions come on. You gotta watch the Lions. Plus all your fantasy players and all the other teams. Gotta watch them. Plus, well, I don't watch the Cubs.
Your kids don't have anything to do?
Yeah, that's during the week.
The weekend, they just sleep all weekend?
Yes. Yes. Have you ever been to Indianapolis?
Yeah, once.
Once? So we had to go there this weekend. And we went into town during the Colts, like right 2 hours before the Colts game, where they jacked the parking up 5,000%. I'm 10 miles away from the stadium, damn it. How can you charge me $20? I'm not parking right next to the door. These people have to walk 3 hours just to get to the game. You're charging me $20. The hell? How much is parking at Rangers games, McLean?
If you get the really expensive ones, it's like $15.
$15. And you're right up, you're right in the batter's box, right? You park in the batter's box for $15. Yeah,
you're parked on the pitching mound.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. I understand that. But if you're 3 years away from the door, you think it should cost $20?
No.
Exactly. I was like, you're charging me $20 for the game I'm not going to? And these people aren't even going to get there before it ends? You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. I'm barely in Indiana. How can you charge me $20? Oh, man. Do not go into a city that has an NFL game on a Sunday. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Damn it. And all we were getting, and guess what we were doing, McLean? Guess what we were doing?
You were watching the football game.
We were not watching the football game. We were walking around so that my 7-year-old could catch Pokemons.
What?
For hours.
Why'd you go all the way out there?
Well, that's where my stepson goes to college.
Oh.
In Indy. So, we were there because apparently college kids don't know how to feed themselves. Did you know this, Bourne?
Yes.
Did you know how hard it is for a college kid to feed himself?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's impossible. He was eating.
What was he eating? The drywall?
Oatmeal for 3 days.
Oatmeal?
Oatmeal.
It's a power meal, right?
Yeah, he's lucky he had that. So.
Wow.
So we were going down for a bunch of reasons because I got two of them down there. One in college, one not. But they're both down there. We're down there. Let's go grocery shopping because he's only been eating oatmeal for 3 days.
What's wrong with oatmeal?
Nothing's wrong with
it. Oatmeal probably was less than $20, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. You could, $20 you could eat for the rest of the year.
Oh. You should have spent $20 on oatmeal for him. Just told him to eat that for the rest of the time.
Throw some salt in there. Here. Here's the salt shaker I got from McDonald's. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So don't have kids that go to college. They don't know how to feed themselves. All right. Let's wrap it up. What's going on with McLovin?
Let's see. I don't know. I don't know how to go into this.
What do you mean you don't know how to go? Just say it.
It's a long story.
I love long stories. The longer the
No, better. No. Well, there's no easy way to shorten this. But there's this girl, right?
Yep.
And we sort of, let's say I did something.
Okay.
And then we didn't speak for several months.
All right. Been there, done that.
Right. But now, we're back. So, I don't know. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, it's a long story, but.
But wait a minute. So, you weren't on speaking terms? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And now you're on speaking terms.
Yes, we're on speaking terms.
So, wait, hold on. Let's get.
Who's more confused by that scenario, you or her?
Me.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So, wait, Bourne.
Yeah.
You're married, right?
That's right.
I'm married, right? So we already did all this. Tell him what he has to do next. It's pretty simple.
I don't know. If he's confused, like, I would just be very cautious.
Don't be cautious. Jump right in.
No, I'm going to be cautious.
We'll wow.
See. I should see her this week at some point.
You should.
At some point. And also, work's supposed to start today or tomorrow, but I haven't heard back since then. Yesterday, I was told it would be either today or tomorrow. So by now, I would have expected to have a schedule, but I don't. So I don't know if I should just show up or... No, I'm not going to do that.
No, you got to no, you gotta do what you got to do.
Then that would be me getting up early and getting down there. I don't want to do that. So... Maybe I'll do that.
This is perfect. You know what you have to do.
What I have to do?
I don't know. You know. Only you know. Only you know what you have to do.
It's perfect though.
Pro tip. Throw caution to the wind.
Oh, I went to a Rangers game yesterday. That was cool.
Did they win?
Well, actually it wasn't. They got beat down.
Oh, see, that is cool. Did it remind you of the World Series?
Whoa.
Too soon?
Way too soon. But, they're winning it this year, though.
Are they? Right?
The Rangers? Yeah.
No, they're not winning it. The Cubs are winning it.
That's what I heard.
No, the Cubs are winning.
Cubs?
Yeah, the Cubs are winning it. Oh, they're going all the way. Cubs. Mm. It's the know. Cubs year.
I don't know about that.
Just it still seems like it's going to be a great, epic meltdown.
Yeah, they're still the Cubs.
Yeah. We already saw one epic team get lose their championship hopes this year.
Tomato?
It's okay, only week two. Three.
All right, let's end this.
All right.
You can't hear this, but I'm playing it.
With the weed at, can you tree? Got a million two black plus three fat men just running around ski masks. And when I lean back, I'll hallucinate times three that. I don't need weed, I need mushrooms. Three.
That's terrible. I'm not playing that. I'll fight
I didn't think it was that bad.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. How about this one?
Yeah. Hello, my friends. The time is here. It's the very best of all times of the year. No, it's not that holiday jive. It's the reason all sports fans stay alive. Well, the draft is at our favorite place. So tell your girl you'll be working late. It's the reason I'm cheesing and feeling so fine. It's fantasy football time. It's fantasy football time. Old Shefty's got the latest tweets on player news and their injuries. If you need some advice, well, you know where to go. Just ask Christopher Harris or Mr. Roto. Well, there's so many ways you can play fantasy. You got standard PPR or dynasty. It's the reason I'm cheesing and feeling so fine. It's fantasy football time. It's fantasy football time.
Well, just past season finished last in the league. I'm hoping this year I can claim victory.
You need all the help you can get, can't you see? May the fantasy gods smile on me.
So stack your receivers, running back to hey Jack. You need a quarterback or you could be screwed. It's the reason I'm cheesing and feeling so fine. It's fantasy football time. Fantasy football time. Fantasy football time. It's fantasy football time.
Shut up. I'm trying to watch the game.